says when the Lord was done speaking.
因为这段故事的最后是说，当神讲完了他的话。
Isn't it amazing that the King of the universe, the Creator of all the world, would come and stand before you and wait?
但你想过，这个创造宇宙的、有全能的、圣洁的神，居然会站在你的面前来等候你。
To say, "Here I am. What do you want to say to me?"
神会对你说，我在这里。你要我说什么吗？
That the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, would wait for us to come and talk with him.
这个万王之王、万主之主，居然会这样等候我们去跟他讲话。
To beg him.
去向他祈求。
To ask him to have mercy on a group of people.
求他将他的怜悯施到某人身上。
To ask that he would save a brother.
来祈求他能够拯救一个弟兄。
And it's interesting how he comes over and over again.
我们也看到很有意思，就是亚伯拉罕不断的求，不断的求。
To 10 people.
啊，十个人。
And it makes you wonder, man, Abraham, why didn't you go for 5?
我们可能会想，亚伯拉罕，你最后为什么不求只有五个人呢？
Why didn't you go for 1?
啊，为什么不求如果只有一个人呢？
Why didn't you intercede a little bit more?
你为什么不再多求一点点呢？
And maybe we need to ask ourselves, why don't we intercede a little bit more?
同样的，我们也应当问自己，我们为什么不多求一点呢？
When in the middle of the night, when the Lord prompts our heart that we would get up from our bed and kneel on the cold floor and ask Him to save a brother or sister.
有没有这样的时候，我们半夜醒过来，我们会因为想着一个弟兄就跪下来祷告说神啊求你来救赎这个人
Then when we're so busy consuming the world and the Lord taps us on the shoulder that we would stop consuming and intercede
我们每天都在这个世界上的事情上忙碌但是如果有一天神拍拍你的肩膀的时候你会不会停下来为世人代求
What would God do but does not do until God's people pray?
有没有什么事情是神要做的但是他要一直等到他的子民来向他代求他才会做呢
Are you praying?
你在祷告吗
Are you interceding?
你在为人代求吗
The word intercede has a meaning to meet
我们说到代求这个词它有一个意思就是遇见
And what it does is an intercessor is one who causes two people to meet
那这个代求人就是说他让两个人让另外的两个人遇见
Hi, Xiaoming
小明你好
I'd like you to meet Aaron
我希望你和认识一下 Aaron
You can go ahead and stand up and say hi to him There you go Nice to meet you, good Very good, yeah, we'll help her next time on how to do greetings Greetings are important, okay This is what an intercessor does He causes two people to meet
一个代求的人做的事情就是这样他让另外两个人相遇
This is what God does
这就是神所做的
He is in the business of causing sinful man to meet with the heavenly Father
就是要让在罪中的人能够与圣洁的神相遇
To intercede
代求
Jesus was our number one intercessor
耶稣是我们最伟大的代求者
In Isaiah 59, verse 15,
在以赛亚书59章
it says, The truth is nowhere to be found. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice.
以赛亚书59章15节说诚实少见离恶的人反成略物那时耶和华看见没有公平甚不喜悦
He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm worked salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him.
他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异，就用自己的臂膀施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
What's happening here? He's looking at the world. There are problems.
神查看这个世界，看到了问题。
And he's saying, Would anyone like to help?
神在说，哎，这个世上有没有人愿意出来帮助呢？
Would anyone like to save these people?
有没有人愿意来拯救这些人呢？
Did he find anyone?
他有发现一个这样的人吗？
There was no one.
圣经上说，一个也没有。
God is looking for intercessors.
神在寻求代求的人。
And so he says he didn't find it.
然后圣经上说他一个也没有。
So he works it by his own arm.
所以他就用自己的臂膀来施行拯救。
Isaiah 53:12.
以赛亚书53:12.
Talking about a prophecy about Jesus.
有一个关于耶稣的预言。
Because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
因为他将命倾倒以至于死。他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
How did he make intercession?
他是怎么样来代求的呢？
The cross.
十字架。
That sinful man now could meet with the holy God.
因为十字架，我们在罪中的人可以与圣洁的神相遇。
One way this is described.In Ezekiel 22:30, is it says, And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
Okay. 我们在以西结书第22:30说，我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣。在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。
Okay, now, don't stand on chairs at church, okay?
啊，在教会里不能站在椅子上。
But I have to do it.
可是我现在不得不做。
A person who is hurting. This is a person who is hurting.
哦，这个一个受伤的人。
It's a person who is without God.
一个没有神的人。
This is the Holy God.
这是圣洁的神。
To intercede is to cause them to meet.
你的代求就是你让他们相遇。
Use a description, we say, to stand in the gap.
也就是用圣经话说，站在破口当中。
And to bring them together.
让他们能够到一起来。
God is calling us to be like Jesus.
神呼召我们也要像耶稣基督一样。
Are you in Christ?
你是在基督里吗？
Christ went to the cross.
基督走上十字架。
And he made an intercession.
他为我们代求。
It says in, for example, let's take Christmas.
比方说我们来说说圣诞节。
Most of the Bible is about interceding.
圣经里面很多地方都谈到代求。
John 1:14.
约翰福音1:14.
The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. God came from heaven to earth to dwell with man, so we could be the Father.
约翰。
That's okay. You say Word became flesh.
Okay. 约翰福音1:14，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Luke 23:34. This is about Easter.
路加福音22谈到复活节。
Okay, a little bit before Easter, when Jesus is on the cross.
是在耶稣上十字架之前。
There you go. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Have you prayed such prayers?
你有没有这样祷告过？
1 Peter 3:18, for Christ died for sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
彼得前书3:18说，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
Jesus is the great intercessor warrior,
bringing
us to the heavenly Father.
基督就是一个伟大的代求者，他使我们与天上的父相遇。
And we are to be like Christ. We are in Christ, and we do Christ's work, and so we are called to intercede also.
我们在基督里边，也就是要做这个代求的工作。
To stand in the gap.
站在破口当中。
He did not just save you so you could be happy.
他救赎你不是为了让你觉得很愉快。
To sit and say, "Wow, I'm comfortable."
只是为了让你坐在这里说啊，我真的很舒服。
And we like comfort, no.
我们其实是真的很喜欢舒服的生活，对吗？我们当中有多少人愿意今天将你舒适的生活放弃呢？
To intercede.
我们需要代求。
To get up in the middle of the night.
半夜可以起来。
Knowing that you'll be tired the next.
至少知道你第二天会很累。
To intercede for your son or daughter.
但是人要为你的儿女来代求。
For someone's marriage who is falling.
为那些婚姻破裂的人代求
For a brother or sister who has
cancer. 为那些患有癌症的弟兄姐妹代求
It's going to take some sacrifice.
代求是要有牺牲的
Jesus was a warrior. It wasn't convenient and comfort that he went to the cross.
基督是一个勇士他上十字架并不是很舒服的一件事情
It was for intercession.
但是他为我们代求
We need to be warriors.
我们要做代求的勇士。
To fight for our marriages.
为我们的婚姻征战。
Many of you are like, I just like myself more than my marriage, so I like my comfort, so I'm not gonna fight for it.
啊，很多人可能就会说啊，我很舒服呀，这婚姻也很好啊，我不需要征战。
Sons or daughters.
为你的儿女征战。
I just hope they get a good education so they can get me money so I can be more comfortable.
我只想他们有一个很好的教育，有一个很好的工作赚钱，然后呢，我的生活就会比较舒服。
Instead, I want to intercede for them that they would be a man and a woman of God that loves Him above all else.
而我们所要做的代求是希望我们的儿女成为一个在基督里的人。
Are we soldiers that?War in prayer.
我们是不是一个在祷告里边祷告的勇士呢？
Now there's two ways to intercede.
代求的方法有两个。
So the brother, right? We're praying, and let's see. He's walking along, and then he falls.
好我们祷告的时候呢有一个弟兄他走着走着然后就倒下了然后受伤了受伤了
Church, let us pray.
全体教会让我们来为这个弟兄祷告吧
What do you think?
你觉得这个怎么样
you
你要显得自己受伤很严重的样子
What do you think?
你觉得这样怎么样我们必须要有行动我们要用行动帮助他你再倒下吧
So this brother and so there's another part of intercession because some things we intercede for are not too difficult right?
祷告里边有一个事情，就是说，好像有时候我们代求的事情不是那么难。
Okay, and this brother I can intercede for, I can help him up for you.
这个弟兄的事情我很容易就帮。可是这个弟兄呢，好像要长得壮实一点。
And he falls down.
他也跌倒了。
And you don't get to fall on the seat, you just fall down on the ground.
你就直接跌到地上吧。
Because he falls even farther, right?
他跌得更远。所以他在这个性关系上这个经济上面都有罪所以我就为这个弟兄祷告我想去帮他然后我就拉呀拉呀可是拉不起来
yeah let's do it together in fact don't you know someone yeah Ariel that's right come onAriel, this brother, you know, he seems a bit bigger, a bit more problems. So you guys grab his hand church. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We need to pray together.
作为一个教会，我们应当一起来祷告。
Some of your good friends, good.
啊，有的是很好的朋友。
Pray for that same friend that's having trouble.
啊，为那个同样一个有麻烦的朋友祷告。
Get your family to pray.
让你全家来为他祷告。
Gives us a heart to intercede.
让我们有一颗代求的心。
To be in Christ.
在基督里面。
Like Christ.
就像基督一样。
There's three groups to intercede for.
我们可以为三个群体来代求。
Yeah. Maybe like, I know some guys.
有的时候我知道一些人。
Yeah, they're like, you don't pray for yourself.
你不为自己祷告。
And wrong, you haven't read the Bible.
然后读圣
经。A lot of people have prayed for themselves.
有很多人是为自己祷告的。
You pray for yourself.
你也需要为自己祷告。
Unless you became a perfect angel sometime last night.
除非你昨天晚上是一个完美的威胁。
Jesus even prayed for himself.
甚至耶稣都为自己祷告。
You need to intercede for yourself.
所以我们也当为自己祷告。
Otherwise, you're avoiding problems in your life, guaranteed.
所以如果你不这样做的话，我可以保证你的生活当中一定会遇到麻烦。
Two, you need to pray.For brothers and sisters.
第二个也应当为弟兄姐妹代求。
Acts 12 about Peter. He's in prison. He's got a problem. Could die the next day.
在使徒行传十二章谈到彼得被抓在监狱里边，他都甚至有生命危险，可能第二天就会被杀掉。
Church is praying earnestly.
可是教会却恳切地为他祷告。
Amazingly,
he breaks out. 很令人惊异的是，他居然出狱了。我们来读这个故事。
We need to pray for those.
我们也需要为那些还不认识耶稣的人代求。
Jesus, he says, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
耶稣说，有病的人用不着医生，生病的人才用得着医生。
Checking the time here, okay. Yeah. How do you need to intercede? Pray that people are safe.
那我们祷告什么呢？我们要祷告人能够被救赎。
Pray that strongholds are broken.
我们祷告这些堡垒会被攻破。
In Taiwan, there was a lot of shops that sold idols.
在台湾有许多商店是卖偶像的。
And everything to worship idols, you know, the incense, bye-bye, all that stuff.
Yeah, 很多拜偶像的东西，香啊那些偶像。
Every time I walk by there, I interceded.
我每次经过那些地方，我都会祷告。
Place shut down.
祷告那个商店被关门。
Don't worry, they opened up a place to sell food.
不要担心，他们没关系，他们又开了一个店来卖食物。
Another place, pray for that, shut down.
另外一个地方祷告，他不祷告，他关门。
They opened a food place too.
他们也变成一个卖食物的地方。
We need to pray that strongholds are broken.
我们需要祷告那些坚固的堡垒被攻破。
Here's a big one.
这是一个更大的要祷告的事。
Did you guys know I was just naturally born and became good?
你们有没有觉得我这个人好像一生下来就是一个这么友善的人呢？
In fact, everyone in the world is just naturally good.
这个全世界的每一个人都是生下来就是良善的。
When you have those sweet little kids, they just come out ready to love you and do everything you say.
当你手里抱着这个可爱的 baby 的时候，他们都好像要生下来就会说会爱你，来你说的每句话他们都照着做。
That's a stronghold.
其实这是一个堡垒。
People are not naturally good.
人们其实不是这样子的。
You have one kid, you quickly find out they're just not naturally good.
就算你只有一个小孩，你很快也能发现他们并不是生来就好的，他们很自私。
We're all selfish.
我们都是自私的。
Pray to break strongholds.
所以我们要祷告这些堡垒被攻破。
Pray for people to be healed.
要祷告人们得医治。
If you're saying, "Oh, I don't want to," your faith is not big enough.
如果你想说我不想得医治，说你的信心不是那么大。
And your faith is in yourself and not the living God.
你的信心是在你自己身上，不在神身上。
Trusting God.
要相信神。
Pray for the people to be healed.
为人祷告，使他们得医治。
God wants to heal people.
因为神希望医治人
Physically, relationally,
不管是我们的身体上还是我们的关系上
emotionally,
情感上
he wants to heal sexually and spiritually.
他希望我们在各方面都得医治
he wants people to be healed economically, to use God's resources correctly.
correctly.
他甚至希望我们如果用神的资源用得好的话，也能够在经济上得医治。
Most of all, last one, pray that Jesus is Lord.
但是我们最后要祷告的是，耶稣基督是主。
I gotta be honest. There's a lot of Christians here today. Jesus is not Lord of your life, and then you're not a Christian.
容我很直率地说，我们今天中间有一些人，可能耶稣基督并不是你的生命的救主，你不是你的救主。Yeah, 耶稣基督对你来讲好像就像一个小熊一样，感觉真棒。可是耶稣说，我要做你生命的主，我不是为了让你自我感觉良好。
Pray that Jesus would be Lord.
请大家祷告，就是耶稣基督是我们的主。
How do you intercede?
我们怎么样为人代求呢？
I just gave you a lot of ways.
我这里列了很多方法。
Be a warrior.
做一个勇士。
A prayer warrior.
祷告的勇士。
Intercede for your family, your friends, your nation.
为你的家庭、你的邻居、你的国家代求。
Now there's a very, very easy way to intercede.
其实有一个很容易的方法来代求。
To welcome.
就是欢迎。
Some of you are like, man, that's a little bit difficult for me.
有的人可能会说，这个对我来说好像有点难了。
I understand.
我明白。
But Jesus is the one who was the great welcomer.
可是耶稣基督就是一个伟大的欢迎者。
He's like the super greeter at the door.
他就好像我们教堂门口那个最棒的招待人。
Says Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest."
耶稣基督说，所有饥渴的人到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
John 7:37, if anyone is thirsty, come to me.
约翰福音，耶稣说，如果渴的人可以到我这里来。
Jesus says, I want to welcome you to know me, so you can know my Father.
耶稣基督说，我希望你到我这里来，我欢迎你，这样你又能认识我的父。
Like when my son, we have two kids, Nathan, Naomi.
We have 2 kids, Nathan and Naomi.
Naomi falls down, she gets hurt.
Naomi 跌倒了，受伤了。
Nathan grabs her hand and brings her to the father.
Nathan 就拉着妹妹的手，把她带到爸爸面前。
Daddy, Daddy.
爸爸，爸爸。
Naomi's hurt.
Naomi 受伤了。
Why does he do that?
他为什么这样做？
Nathan.You get a band-aid. You make her better.
那我会不会说 ，Nathan， 你去拿绑带来
？He is bringing her to the source of the person who can help her.
Nathan 是把妹妹带到一个可以帮妹妹的人面前。
That's what we do. That's what Jesus did. Hey, I want you to know the Father. The Father has power.
这就是我们以耶稣我做的事情，就是我们将人带到神的面前，因为神有能力医治。
Of course, Jesus is God, so we bring people to Jesus.
所以我们要将人带到耶稣面前。
I would like us here at C4 for the month of July and August to begin to have a strong heart to welcome.
所以我今天鼓励我们全教会的人，七月八月份我们有一个欢迎的心。
July and August, very simple task, right?
只有七月和八月，这个测试比较简单。
Now, some of you understand this is going to be really difficult, but some of you like, man, that's easy, I can do.
有的人可能觉得很难，可是有的人觉得这个没什么呀，很简单。
C4, the welcoming church.
我们要让我们的教会成为一个欢迎的教会。
Students are going to be returning.
学生要回来了。
New residents will come to Columbia.
有新的人要搬到 Columbia 来。
People will come back from vacation.
有度假的人要回来。
Missionaries will visit.
有宣教士来访问。
Hurting people will come.
有受伤的人会来。
And what do we need to do?
我们要做什么呢？
Welcome.
欢迎他们。
Welcome. Now, that's simple. All we need to do is welcome. But some of you do not have a welcoming heart.
欢迎这个事情听起来很简单，可是我们可能没有一颗欢迎的心。
That's okay. We're going to work on it.
没关系，我们要慢慢来。
It's pretty simple.
很简单。
This verse, it just makes it easy. Philippians 2:4-5.
看腓立比书第二章四到五节。 腓立比书第二章三五节。
Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Very simple, two truths.
两个方法。
Put off the self.
放下自己。
Put on Christ.
披戴基督。
Put off the self.
放下自己
Put on Christ.
披戴基督
Let's say that together.
我们一起来说
Put off the self, put on Christ. One more time. Put off the self, put on Christ. It's like, okay, I don't have a shirt on, so I'm not taking off my shirt. But let's say I took off my shirt, and then I decided to put on this shirt, and I'm putting on Jesus.
就好像我把自己的衬衣换下来，然后换上这件衬衣，就这样披戴基督。
And now I decide to have the mind of Jesus and the heart of Jesus.
那我现在就有耶稣的意念，耶稣的心。
Okay, the old shirt should be gone.
这个里面的原来衬衫应该是没有再穿了。
But, you know, I'm not taking off. It's shocking, like. No way. Okay, but the old shirt is gone. The new shirt has come. So now we have the mind of.Christ, this is Christ.
所以我们旧的意念已经去掉，我们穿上新衣，我们的心思意念就是耶稣的心思意念。
Now, what do you think Christ would do in a church?
那我们觉得耶稣如果在这个教会里面，他会做什么呢？
Christ would intercede.
他会代求。
He would welcome.
他会欢迎。
He would love.
他会爱。
He would set people free.
他会让人们得自由。
Are you wearing Jesus' shirt?
你有没有穿戴耶稣
When you come to church, at least.
至少是你来教会的时候
Okay, it might be a little more difficult. This should be easy, right?
这个应该不是很
难 I gotta get everybody Jesus shirt.
每一个人都要穿戴耶稣的一个
And I understand. Okay, let's say so. Somebody comes in the door. We don't know them.
有人来了，我们不认识
And you're like, man, I'm scared.
你心里会想，哇哦。我很怕。那你觉得那个人会怎么想呢
？I'm scared.
我也很怕。
Right? Both people are scared. So don't be scared.
其实每个人心里面都有惧怕，所以不要这样。有的时候我们看到那个人来了，可是我说，哎，我很忙。我生活忙得一塌糊涂。
You think they're not busy?
你觉得那个人不忙吗
？Everybody's busy.
每个人都忙。有的时候我们会想说啊，我这个人又不会讲话，长得又不好看。
What do you think they're thinking? They're thinking I don't speak well, I don't look nice.
那你觉得那个人会怎么想呢？其实那个人也会想说，哎呀，我不会讲话，我又长得不好看。
We can't focus on all of these problems. We just need to focus on Jesus.
我们的眼光不要放在这些困难上面，我们的眼光看到耶稣。耶稣想要我做什么？他希望我们去欢迎这些人。
Where do we welcome people?
我们在哪里欢迎
？Okay. Actually, yeah, I'm going to hit these. This is not up here. We'll get to this. Welcome people into your life.
欢迎人进入你的生活。
Okay. Look, take that back out. Too many people are looking.Welcome people into your life.
欢迎人进入你的生活。
Hi, how you doing? I'm her. Carol, nice to meet you. So glad you're here. Go ahead and sit down. I won't cause any more problems. Because, you know, I make people nervous. But you know what?
你们可能会觉得紧张。
If you're going to welcome people into your life, you need to be vulnerable.
如果你要欢迎人进入你的生活的话，你就要让自己先放下来。
That means sharing some of your weaknesses or problems.
也就是说，你可能要跟人分享你的软弱、你的问题。
Did you hear me?
大家有没有听到我在说什么
？Welcome people into your life, you need to be vulnerable.
当你欢迎一个人进入你的生活的时候，你可能自己会受伤。
And that means showing people the real you.
那就是让人看到真实的你。
Now don't show it all at one time, maybe just a little bit.
不要一次全部都讲完了，每次讲一点点。
But we can't play the game. Oh, I'm perfect. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm going to try to act perfect.
我们不能做这个样子，就明明知道自己不完美，可是我们表现出来就觉得啊，我真是完美的。
Today we stop playing that game.
我们今天不再玩这个游戏了。
You need to welcome people into your home.
你要欢迎人到你的家里来。
This is a difficult one.
困难的是下面这个。
This is a very difficult one, and it takes security in Jesus.
我们需要有在耶稣基督的安全感才能做到这一点。
Man, my house is just not big.
啊，我的房子很小。
But I guarantee you, if you had a 5,000-foot house, you still wouldn't
know. 可是我敢保证，如果有一天你的房子有5,000尺的话，你还是会觉得你的房子不够大。
My house, my wife, my house is too messy.
啊，我房子太乱了。
Okay, that might be true.
啊，可能是啊。
Get your kids, your family, teamwork.
那要怎么呢？就让你的太太小孩一起来帮忙，把所有东西全部藏到那个储藏室里去。
It could be dangerous if your visitor opens the door.
所以你如果
bathroom?
如果你来我们家打开那个储柜门的话，可能会觉得很危险。这个是。
But we just gotta go for it. We gotta welcome people in our home.
可是无论如何，我们总要欢迎人。我们不是完美。
Our house is not perfect.
我们的房子也不是完美的。
We need to welcome people to our church.
我们要欢迎人来我们的教会。
This takes a team.
这个需要团队的努力。
How many of you want to go visit a family that's unfriendly?
有多少人想去拜访一个不那么友善的家庭？
A family that is skeptic or kind of doubtful.
一个很有怀疑心的家庭总是说你是谁。
Why would we do that? Why would you want to bring someone to a church that's unfriendly?
那你同样的，你为什么会要想带一个人来一个不友善的教会呢？
We as a team need to be a team that works on a welcoming heart to be friendly.
所以我们做一个家庭，一个团队，要一起来做有祷告欢迎的心。我们要欢迎人来进到耶稣面前，他是有能力的。
I asked her this is really good. How do you welcome?
那我们怎么样欢迎呢？
You need to initiate.
我们需要主动。
Eye contact.
眼睛的接触。
Okay, if you're a person that does not make eye contact, you need to work on it.
如果你看着别人的时候不是看着眼睛的话，那你需要改变。
When I saw a white guy.
在台湾我碰到一个白人，并不是很多呀，我就紧紧盯着他们的眼睛看。如果他们不看我的眼睛的话，那他们一定是欧洲人。如果他们看我的眼睛，那说明他们是美国人。然后我们就会说啊，怎么样怎么样啊。
You know, we had this connection.
所以我们之间有这种连接。
You know, if you're, you know, on Sunday, if you're sitting down, you come in, you're like, oh, this is so comfy.
如果你星期天来到教会就坐下来说啊，真舒服。
And go to visit people. You know, how are you doing? How was your week?
你需要主动的站起来跟人讲话，打招呼，问候别人。这个叫主动。如果他们很远，你也可以招手说，问他说你最近怎么样。
In Taiwan, when I went to Taiwan, we drive around, people beep their horn, I wait.
在台湾大家开车都一直按喇叭，然后我也说嗨。
On the farm, when people beep their horn, they knew you, you wait.
在农场上你按喇叭的时候，人家会知道是你，就会说嗨。
I thought everybody knew me.
我在台湾的时候以为每个人都认识我，因为我总是对人招手。然后我太太说把手放下来。有一次我们在旅馆参加一个婚礼，然后人们来的时候我就站在门口开门为他们打招呼。
I was told to stop doing that, but I just my heart. My heart is to welcome people. Come into my home and know the life and the love that Jesus can give you.
其实啊，所以我们要欢迎人来到这个家庭里面，因为这里边有耶稣基督的爱。
Ask questions.
啊，我们也可以问人问题。
If you are a person who does not ask questions, you don't really care about others.
如果你对别人都没有什么问题的话，说明你可能并不是真的关心他。
I know guys, they don't ask questions. They just talk about themselves all the time.
啊，我认识一些男生，他们从来不问别人的问题，从头到尾都在说自己。所以我们要学会问别人一些问题，简单的，你怎么样？你家庭怎么样？
This is the church. How is your walk with Jesus?
这是一个教会里边，我们要说你跟神的关系怎么样？
It's pretty important.
这很重要。
And I'm going to end here. Last one.
好，最后一个。
See this guy?
啊，大家看到这个男生吗？
How many of you would like to meet? Well, ladies don't answer this.Guys, how many of you would like to meet him?
男生回答，你们有多少人愿意跟这个人去见面？
He looks very friendly.
他看起来很友善。
Now just think if he was like this.
哦，假设他是这样绷着脸呢？
Welcome.
欢迎你来我们教会。
I'm really glad you're here.
真高兴你来了。
No, you know, each of you have a smile.
我们每个人都会笑。
I don't care if you never smile. I know you have a smile. Do you know how I know?
我不在乎你是以前有没有笑过，我知道你能笑。你怎么知道？我知道呢。
Because you got muscles the same as mine.
因为你的脸上肌肉跟我的是一样的。
God gave you those muscles.
这是神给你的。
You
can smile. 所以你也是会笑的。
I tell you, for some of you, you have the most beautiful smile.
所以我很想对你们有些人说，你们有世界上最美丽的微笑。我真的是发自内心的跟你说，你有世界上最美丽的笑容。可是不知道什么原因，我们很少看到你笑。我们希望看到微笑，神也希望看到。我不在乎你周围的世界似乎好像要坍塌了。如果你认识耶稣基督，他就能拯救你的灵魂。所以我们可以微笑。所以人来到我们教会，我们可以对他们微笑。我们会成为一个欢迎的教会。我还有很多要说啊，时间不够，我们一起来祷告。天父，我们求你赐给我们一颗欢迎的心，我们可以仰望你。天父，我们希望做一个为我们的弟兄姐妹代求的人。我们希望为我们的教会代求。要从我们开始。我们要欢迎其他人来我们教会。然后他们也能欢迎其他的人。所以他们能找到生命。在耶稣基督里。天父，我们想为我们的婚姻来代求。我们不要让恶者来捆绑我们。我们宣告他们是属耶稣的。我们要放下我们的老我。我们要穿戴耶稣。我们祷告我们的小孩不再被这个世界捆绑。我们祷告他们是属耶稣的，有一颗为耶稣的心，有一颗爱耶稣的心。你将供应我们一切的所需，帮助我们的小孩勤奋工作，帮助我们的小孩能够认识你。我们为今天这里如果有疾病的人祷告，求你医治他们。也许有那生命中有一些坚固的堡垒，可能是啊色情方面，可能是酗酒，可能是抑郁症。主啊，求你来破碎这些堡垒， 打碎这些堡垒，将你的人释放。耶稣，我们爱你，我们爱你，主啊，求你将你的心赐给我们，我们可以彼此相爱。奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。